What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Gringo Who Offed a Hot Latina in Colombia Single-Handedly Proves the Black Belt. So, as you guys may or may not know by now, depending on the videos you watch out there and the Facebook groups you're in, WhatsApp groups, stuff like that, there's a white guy who I think he was in Colombia. He definitely was in Latin America. I'm sure it's in Colombia. In fact, I'm going to be posting his picture in the thumbnail. And this guy, he deleted his fiance, who is a DJ. Now, she's hot, obviously. Guys, when are we gonna finally accept the black pill? You know, a lot of you guys out there. Now, when I say a lot of you guys, I'm not talking about you guys in MGTOW TV. I know you guys are on a different level than the people who watch this video. And, you know, this video eventually is going to be put on YouTube. It's probably not going to go anywhere because Susan doesn't want you guys to learn about the black pill. Unless, of course, the black pill is coming from that Indian scammer, Hamza, who tells you that the black pill is bad for you. Like we know here, especially thanks to Incel TV, it's over before it began for many people. So this white dude, as you guys can see, he's in the thumbnail. I think his name was John Polo or John something. So he is a simpish looking, your typical modern soy boy. You know, even though he's in his early 20s, you can tell that his hair is kind of going. He has a recessed chin, kind of flabby. So you can tell in a couple of years, he's going to be your perfect example of a balding, overweight soy boy. And this guy believed that he can go over to Colombia, run JBW, which stands for Just Be White, and get himself a hot Latina from the third world. Turns out that this girl was pretty much using him as a ATM, literally as a ATM. I know Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says ATM stands for attention, time, and money, but in her case, she was genuinely using him as a ATM, taking money from him to fund her lifestyle while she was fucking other dudes on the side. And he lost it. He ended up murdering the girl. And he tried to flee. He fled for a little bit, but I think they captured him in Texas or somewhere. And now they're returning him to Colombia to face justice, which he definitely should face justice for. What's happening here, guys, is that a lot of guys out there who, you know, I'm just trying to understand how somebody in 2023 is trying to get married. I mean, marriage is obsolete. You know, I did marriage back in 2018. I did it for 1 month, and never again am I gonna get married. I just don't understand how people are trying to get married in 2023. I mean, this guy thought he was gonna lock her down. He was like, okay, yeah, she's hot, but you know what? You know, I can run JBW, which stands for Just Be White. You know, JBW works to a certain extent. That is, if you're a decent looking white guy, or you, the girl that you're going with in the third world is literally like a 4, as in 4'11". JBW in that case might work out for you. But you know, if you're like this guy, as you can tell in the picture, this guy is like a 5 bordering on a 4, so he's average at best. And you know, with the way his hair is going, if he gains some weight, you know, he's definitely gonna get into that 4 range, and he's not even in his I don't think he's even 30 yet. So this guy is going after a hot Latina. She's probably, and I think she's an 8. let's see if I can get the light back on, you know. So this hot Latina, she's an 8, she's a fucking DJ. You probably met her at a club, and he's trying to wife her up, you know. Like I said, she was his fiance before he lost it and ended up hacking her to death. It's really sad that guys out there still think that they have a chance with women in 2023. You see, this is a problem with people like Hamza, okay? You know, Hamza just released a video today saying how to be a high value man. Being a high value man like Red Pill, not Red Pill Married, but like Line of MGTOW here on MGTOW TV said, being a high value man simply means you're going to be a high value target to these ditch pigs, you know, like Line of MGTOW calls them. And he's right, you know, these guys out there who are average at best, all you're going to be is simply gonna end up being a target for a woman who only wants your money, who only sees you literally as a walking ATM. She doesn't want your attention, she doesn't want your time, you know. The bitch literally wants your money, and this is what's happening, man. You see, this is why they got rid of my channel, this is why they are throttling Incel TV, and this is why they are making somebody like Hamza get popular. It's because they want men to do one of two things, okay? They want men to be part of the matrix, to go out there, to work, to be productive members of society. That way society can function. And at the same time, when these guys reach an end of the line and they get a girl and the girl cheats on them, they can murder the girl or, you know, violently beat up the girl. That way the man can be locked up behind bars, and we no longer have to worry about that person in society, you know. This John guy, he's probably gonna be locked up for a very, very long time. I don't think Colombia has the death penalty, so it would be best if they just executed him, but he's gonna be locked up. You guys need to understand something very important when it comes to the powers that be. A man who's in a relationship or a man who is locked up in prison, the outcome at the end of the day is the same, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? As far as the Zionist, aka the Jews, are concerned, a man in a relationship or a man in a prison, the outcome is the same. Now, it would be best if he got into a shootout with the police. That way he'd be dead. You know, that would obviously be the best. And that's the whole point of the Scamarona vaccine, so it can kill off people. At the end of the day, guys, the Jews want Goyim dead. That's the name of the game. In short of being dead, they want you in prison or in a relationship. Now, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, women are part of the system, okay? I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Women are inherently satanic. Everything a woman does, she does in the name of Satanism. This is why in religion, women have no right. Now, believe it or not, guys, the only right a woman has in religion is to not marry a curry seal, okay? I know a lot of incels out there believe Islam is the solution, because a woman has to, you know, obey a man. So if her father says, hey bitch, you're gonna be with this curry seal over there, guess what, she's gonna be with that curry seal over there whether she likes it or not. But believe it or not, guys, in Islam, a woman has a right to refuse a man, okay? So Islam is not the solution to inceldom, okay? Now, women, since they are satanic, and women today are in control, the patriarchy has been dismantled, this is what women are, guys, okay? You guys out there need to understand, women do not want relationships. They want situationships, okay? TikTok is all about situationships. What's a situationship? I'm sucking his dick, I'm eating ice cream with that dude. I'm traveling with that guy. I'm fucking getting a train ran on by that two guys over there. This is what women want, okay? Women want situationships. They don't want relationships. I'm telling you guys, as somebody who's married, granted it was for only a month, nothing makes a woman's pussy drier than marriage. Because, I mean, think about it, man. Think about it from this perspective. You know, like, hold the truth hostage, said here on MGTOW TV. Think about it from a woman's perspective. You got this woman who's enjoying life, sleeping with multiple guys, probably making a shitload of money, sleeping with them or getting her, you know, one guy might take her out to like Vegas, you know, a penthouse. Another guy might fly her out to Honolulu. How are you going to be able to compete with that, man? You know, even if you are Mr. Rich, Mr. Fancy, Mr. I can put you on a private jet and take you all over the world. At the end of the day, guys, women want dick as well. So even though you got the hypergamy taken care of, she still wants dick. So there's really no way you can win with a woman. You take Tom Brady, for example. Private jets sitting all over the world. You know, his woman has it all. But at the end of the day, she wants dick from strange men. Guys, you need to understand, man. I told you before, when I was driving cab this one time, this one girl, she was out with her friends. She was out with a married couple, I believe, or maybe their boyfriend, girlfriend. And we're driving down Hollywood Boulevard. And let me tell you, man, her friends were literally restraining her because she wanted to go down Hollywood Boulevard and like fucking kidnap hot looking guys and take them home with her or something like that. And her friends were like, think about your husband, think about your children, you know, shit like that. Guys, you cannot win with modern woman. The only way you can win with a modern woman is if you get a sub 4 woman who's so ugly that not even a dog will look at her. Yeah, in that case, the woman will stay with you. And another thing to keep in mind, guys, you know, even if the bitch is fugly looking, if she can make her own money, eventually she's gonna toss you to the side and get some toy boy. Maybe she's gonna get a guy who wants American citizenship. Guys, let me tell you what a lot of Muslim women are doing nowadays. You know, especially the sub-average looking Muslim woman. They come to America, they get a degree, they start making money, and then, you know, 14, 15, 16 years later, they get rid of their husband. They find a boy toy who wants the citizenship. And she's like, you know what? For the next 2 to 3 years until he gets his citizenship, he's going to be my boy toy. He's going to be my sex slave. And then when he gets the citizenship or the green card, I'm just going to toss his ass to the side and go find me another boy toy. This is what women are doing, guys. So even if a woman is sub 4, the fact that she can go out, work, make her own money, eventually she's going to toss you aside and she's going to find herself a boy toy who's going to be with her just so he can get the citizenship or green card. That's just how these women operate. So there's really no way you can win with the modern woman today, guys. If the girl has options, you know, if she's decent looking, she has options, okay? And no woman wants to go off the cock carousel willingly. Again, like Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV said, you know, you're telling a woman you can't sleep with this guy, you can't talk with this guy, you can't have dinner with that guy, you know. So again, even if you are a multimillionaire, even if you can take her on private jet all over the world, she needs that attention. She needs that dick from other strange men, you know. Again, when I was driving cab, that girl, she was looking at random strange guys to sleep with, you know? She doesn't care if the motherfucker is a homeless bum. She doesn't care if he's a murderer. She doesn't give a flying fuck if the guy sells drugs to the kids, you know? If he's hot, he's making that pussy wet. That's all the bitch cares about. That's all women care about nowadays. So why are you guys thinking that you can lock down a woman in 2023? Women are no longer marriage material. They don't want to be married. They don't want to be wives. You know, the only reason a woman will marry you is if she wants a green card, if she wants a walk-in ATM. Other than that, you know, they don't want marriage. Maybe she's an ugly-looking woman and she's like, you know what? I'll marry this guy over here. He's gonna take care of me. And, you know, I'm gonna go to school. And then later on, you know, I'll divorce him and become a sugar mama. That's what a lot of Muslim women are doing, by the way, you know. You think these Muslim women who got married when they're fucking virgins, do you think those Muslim women, you know, yo, homie, yo, that's AMS for those of you guys who don't know any better. He says all the time, you can't rush the slut. I, Amr Metwali, I always say, you can't hold back the sharmuta, okay? So even though you might marry a young Muslim virgin woman, 18, 19, 20 years old, what forbids her from 13, 14, 15, 16 years later divorcing you and going out to ride that cock carousel? Even if she has to be a sugar mama, what forbids her from doing that? Absolutely nothing, okay? This is what happens when you live in a society where women can do whatever the F they want. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, we live in a society that empowers, encourages, and enables women to be the dirty, dirty, sharmuta, disloyal woman that they are today, okay? So why is anybody out there trying to get married? Even if you get married to a woman in a third worlded country, what ends up happening is that that girl over there, she's still gonna cheat on you, you know? She may not be able to divorce rape you, she may not be able to be a sugar mama, but she'll cheat on you, okay? You see, the problem with this gringo murderer in the thumbnail is that he knew he was an incel. He knew it, okay? I've said this before and I've said it again. If you can't get woman in America, what makes you think you're gonna get woman in Colombia? I'm actually happy that I don't come off as white for obvious reasons, because all the information I'm getting back from Colombia right now, women do not respect white guys anymore, because the white guys they're getting in Colombia are the white guys that women here in America don't want. In the past, you know, the white guys, the gringos, you know, they had the allure of being mysterious. Ooh. But now, all these white guys who are coming to Colombia, they're like all the losers, all the simps, all the low status men in America. And guess what? The women don't want that in Colombia. You guys need to understand, man. At the end of the day, status is the most important thing to a woman. So if you are a pudgy looking white dude, you're with a hot Colombiana, everybody knows that you're with him because he's not good enough to get any of his own woman. So that makes her status go down, okay? Cartagena, you know, Cartagena is pretty much where all the losers go to get laid nowadays, because unlike Medellin, they don't have to worry about getting drugged. Quite frankly, guys, I think one of the reasons why women drug you with that scolopine or whatever it's pronounced, it's they call it the devil's breath. I think the guys who are getting drugged by that devil's breath in Medellin, I think the women are doing it to kill them, because they're like, ooh, these guys are so ugly, so low status, you know, we're better off killing them than trying to service them, you know. So I think what's happening is that a lot of these loser guys, They go to Cartagena. Guys, I'm looking at Airbnbs in Cartagena. You know, the price for a Airbnb in Cartagena is averaging like $100 a night. You know, that's more expensive than a hotel room at, you know, Quality Inn or Days Inn here in fucking small town USA. In fact, you can go to like fucking Orlando, get yourself a nice hotel room for under $100. Yet the average Airbnb price in Cartagena is $100+ a night. Why? Because all the losers who couldn't get laid in America, that's where they're going. They're going to Cartagena, and guess what? All the women who are going to Cartagena, they're all sluts, they're all prostitutes, and they don't respect the men. You guys need to understand something, okay? Women don't respect guys that they sleep with, and the reason why, for money, that is, okay? Hookers don't respect you because they know that you are not good enough to get a woman back home, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, okay? Pay to play works in certain circumstances. For example, guys, I don't mind taking a woman out to eat. I don't mind saying, hey, baby mama, here's $10, you know, you'll get a cab home and it costs 50 cents to take a cab. I don't mind doing eeny, weeny, teeny little things like that to get laid. But doing pay to play again? Nah. Nah, pay to play where you pay, you know, like $100, stuff like that? No. The only reason I did it was to show you guys out there that, hey man, if you really wanted to get your dick wet, hop on a plane, go to Cancun, fuck a couple of bitches, make a U-turn, and then go back to America or Canada, right? You guys can do that in Thailand. You can do that in Cancun. You can pretty much do that all over Latin America. You can do that all over Southeast Asia. So this whole thing, oh, I'm a virgin, I'm gonna die a virgin, no girl is gonna touch my pee-pee. It's like, dude, if you have $100 in your pocket, man, Latin America, Southeast Asia, heck, you can probably go to like Latvia or one of those third poor Balkan countries. You know, in Romania, you can sleep with a woman for $80 to $100 in Romania. You know, you don't even have to like go to Southeast Asia if you're in fucking Western Europe. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that this whole notion of being a high value man, you know, my status as, you know, JBW, just be white, it's not gonna work in your favor if you're not a good looking dude. At the end of the day, guys, looks are all that matter to woman. Nothing else matters, okay, guys? It doesn't matter if you're a bum, homeless in Santa Monica. It doesn't matter if you're fucking begging for fucking change on the side of the street. Dude, well, I was in the Venice Beach area where all the homeless chads are, and I was at a gas station filling up my car, and there was this like there was this homeless guy. He was like a homeless Chad, you know, maybe a Chad Light. You know, he's like fucking drawing stick figures. And this girl goes up to him, and she was hot, you know. She goes up to him and she like offers him $20 to buy one of his like drawings. And I'm like, and this was a couple of years ago, guys. You know, I was doing DoorDash at the time in LA. And like I said, I was at Venice Beach. I wasn't even at the fucking boardwalk. I was at the gas station at Venice Beach filling up my car, and yeah, decent looking young white woman goes up to this homeless Chad Light who's like fucking, you know, slumped down like this. You know how you know, at the gas station, right? You know how people sit outside the gas station? Yeah, he was sitting outside the gas station slumped like this, his back to the gas station, you know, he's resting outside the gas station, you know, so people who go in and out, they get to, you know, maybe somebody might give him, you know, some change, you know, so he's sitting by the door, you know, with people going in and out, maybe somebody will give him some loose change or some dumb shit like that. So anyways, this SOB, you know, He's like drawing stick figures, you know. Maybe somebody will say, hey man, here's a buck, you know, for what you're doing. You're an artist, you know. So this hot girl, you know, she goes up to him and gives him like $20. And I'm like, wow, the power of looks. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. Stop following these PUAs out there. Stop following guys like Hamza who tell you, oh bro, you gotta be high value, bro. It's like, dude, there's a homeless shed in fucking Venice Beach getting more pussy, better pussy than any of us combined. And that to him is another day at the beach. You know, how many guys out there actually received money from a woman? You know, usually it's a guy who spends money on a woman. But no, this homeless shed light at a fucking gas station, like, drawing stick figures, hoping somebody throws some change at him. Some girl gave him like a fucking 20. Come on, man. When was the last time a girl went up to you and she's like, oh my God, you're so hot, you know, here's $20. Or, oh my God, you're so talented, here's $20, you know. That never happened to me. I'm sure it didn't happen to you either. Otherwise, you wouldn't be watching this video. You'd be out there fucking like hot woman. See, this is a thing that guys out there need to understand, is that woman will approach you, okay? Woman will approach you if you're fucking hot. This whole high value male thing, again, like Lion of MGTOW said, you're just a high value target. At the end of the day, guys, it's all gonna come down to looks, looks, looks. That's all that matters. Anything other than that, you're fucking leading with your wallet. Now, for those of you who haven't guessed, you know, I told you I was in Merida a couple of months ago. I was actually under the knife. I had surgery done on me. Okay, guys, have you guys taken notice that this upper lip is now a little bit smaller and it's no longer as crooked as it was? Look. Still a little bit crooked, but that's because of the muscles and stuff like that. Yeah, muscles. But I had a lip reduction done on the upper lip. The bottom lip didn't need it. It's just the upper lip needed a lip correction, and that lip correction included lip reduction. Next up, like I said, guys, I want to do the teeth. But that's going to cost $7,000 because it's not going to be dentures. I know some of you guys said it's going to, dentures are a bad idea. No, no, no. It's not going to be dentures. It's going to be like crowns or epoxy teeth. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be like, you know, because I grind on my teeth and shit like that. You know, my teeth are kind of small, but right now that's not a big deal for me. So I had lip reduction, guys. Hopefully some of you guys noticed that. Another surgery I had is that I had a cheek pad removal from my cheeks, okay? Did you guys notice that my cheeks are a little bit narrower, okay? The fat pad, I removed the fat pad from both of my cheeks. Now, the doctor said it will take a couple of months for you to, you know, see it, but I think it's at the point now where you can tell that, hey, he looks a little bit different. So as you guys can tell, I got the fillers going on. Let's see how I look from the side, because I'm gonna look at this video later on. Obviously I can't see how I look right now, but I'll be taking a look at this video later on. Let's take a look from this side. Okay, see how I look. Let's do it one more time. Okay, good. So the jaw, as you guys can see, obviously the jawline is a lot better. This area is a lot better. The skin, thanks to collagen, is a lot better. I'm still waiting for the guys at Cancun to get that freaking resurfacing laser up and running. For those of you guys who've been asking, Amr, where did you get all this work done on your face? It's called One Line Medical. No, One Line Clinic, Cancun. So go on Google, type in One Line Clinic, Cancun. They'll pop up. Go to Google reviews. You'll see reviews from me. And at the same time, where I got the surgeries from, guys, it was in Merida. If any of you guys really want to go under the knife and have a talented plastic surgeon work on you, just PM me on MGTOW TV and I'll let you know the doctor who did this for me over here. I'm probably gonna see him later on. You know, I might do some work on the nose. I know some of you guys out there told me, Amr, you don't want to do too much work because it's gonna look fake. Does the lip look fake to you guys? Does this look fake to you guys? You know, the plastic surgeon I'm dealing with in Cancun, no, I'm sorry, not Cancun, but in Merida, you know, he's like, I can work on you, but it has to look like it's real. I mean, my lip was done to the point where none of you guys even realized that the lip was actually had some work on it, you know. See, this is what I like. I like it when surgeries look natural. You know, I wanted to do like a chin implant, but he's like, you don't need it. I don't think I need a chin implant. If I was gonna do a chin implant, you know, that would be just for you guys out there to understand that, you know, with the power of modern medical science, you know, you can pretty much change your face altogether. So unless you're like fucking a 5'4" deformed person, you know, assuming you're like 5'10", you got pretty much surgery for everything, from a hair transplant to fucking nose, cheeks, lips, chin, jaw. You got a pretty much surgery for everything out there. So at the end of the day, guys, looks, that's all that women care about, guys. It's looks, okay? Anything short of looks, your hair beta box deluxe, like the Hormaxer used to say back when he was a MGTOW. But yeah, that's really what I wanted you guys out there to understand, man. Marriage is obsolete. Marriage makes a pussy dry. At the same time, women, they want to have as multiple men, even if you're able to provide them, you know, fucking five night stays at Burj Al Arab, seven towers, seven stars, shit like that, private jet, she's gonna need a dick. So if you got the money, she's gonna need the dick. If you got the dick, she's gonna need the money. Even if you had the dick and the money, in the case of Tom Brady, she's still gonna need dick, especially from random dudes. You guys have no idea how much women love getting dick down by random dudes, you know. Imagine a girl going to the bar, you know, finding a hot dude and like making out with him, getting him to like fucking ass bang her, dumb shit like that. You can't win with modern woman. And even if you got yourself, you know, a sub 5 virgin girl from fucking the Middle East, eventually, you know, when she starts working and making money, she's gonna divorce you, she's gonna get a boy toy, and she's gonna ride that cock carousel like it's nobody's business, you know. She's gonna become a sugar mama. So you guys out there have got to accept the black pill. You know, this is why PUAs hit the black pill, because the black pill is bad for business, you know. When you get a guy like me who tells you, yo bro, assuming you're not like 5'4" and deformed, your only bet is fucking surgeries and, you know, TRT, getting your testosterone checked and stuff like that. You know, I have a friend in Australia right now. He's not doing the full injection. I think he's doing a TRT pad. That increases your testosterone but doesn't fuck up with your fertility. So even though you might be like a young dude, you know, you don't have to inject. You got fucking pads, you have gel. So once you get your testosterone and estrogen taken care of, guys, that's it. You can build muscle, lose fat, if you eat right, exercise, and go to the gym. You know, you don't have to be fucking, you know, Einstein to figure out that, hey man, eating burgers and chicken wings are just not healthy for you. You know, you don't have to be fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger to find out that, yo man, when you go to the gym, you know, fucking lift heavy weight. You don't stand there going like this, you know, hoping to build muscle. When it comes to looks, you know, go to a fucking plastic surgeon. Again, go to a male surgeon who's based under the age of 50 and be like, yo, man, I want to look good. You know, you don't have to tell him, hey, man, I want to look like fucking, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or a movie star. Just say, yo, man, make me look attractive. That's it. Make me look good. I know a lot of guys out there will say, Omar, that's like, isn't that kind of like homo with another man looking at your face? Like, come on, man. Who gives a flying fuck if a guy working on your face is gonna make you look attractive or not? Who cares, dude? Even who cares if the guy's even gay for that matter? To be honest with you, man, I like to seek out gay guys to do my fucking hair. You know, gay guys do the best hair job. You know, as you guys know, I straighten my hair with a Japanese hair straightening system. You know, this is why I'm wearing this, because I got the curly hairs down here growing out. You know, if I take off this bandana, guys, I'm gonna look like fucking Krusty the Clown with my side hair going out like this. You know, I'm like 2 months away from doing the Japanese hair system again. And like I said, so what if the guy is gay working on your face? So what if the guy is gay working on your fucking hair? As long as you get the results you want, that's all that matters, baby. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man. At the end of the day, results, results, results. Results with money, results with women. You know, as long as they do it ethically, morally, and legally, like Hammer Hand says, that's really all that matters, guys, okay? So this whole notion of, oh, I'm just gonna be a high value male so I can get my pee-pee touch, it's not gonna work. You know, this whole notion of, oh, I'm just gonna go to a third world poverty-stricken country and get me a hottie from there, it's not gonna work. And you guys need to understand one last thing before I close down this video. You know, I come from a traditional Muslim Middle Eastern family. Guys, my parents are in their 80s or very close to their 80s. They've been married, you know, obviously for over 42 years by now. Guys, you need to understand, man, they don't make them like my mother anymore, okay? All these women out there, man, they're like, okay, here's my mother, and here's where the other women are at, okay? The other women are way up. The other women are as far away as you can get from my mother. So, no, I'm not looking for a mother figure. I'm simply stating that for your children, you need a woman that's gonna be there for the children and most importantly gonna respect you. That's what I'm saying. So these women today, they have no respect for men. They all wanna be childless, you know. You only live one, you know, eat, pray, pizza, love, some dumb shit like that. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Women today are not mother figures, okay? They're all pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, okay? That's what all these women are. And you guys out there, even if you're an unattractive dude, if you're an unattractive dude out there, you gotta become attractive, man. Again, as long as you're not fucking 5'4" short, you're not fucking deformed, it's your responsibility to become physically attractive. You know, if you can't become physically attractive, or you're an old ass fart, you know, like somebody in their 60s and 70s, yeah, you're gonna be a fucking, you know, just do pay to play. And, you know, and here's the thing, man. This whole sugar mama, this whole sugar daddy thing really doesn't work out long term. TFM did a live stream this morning about some guy who was a sugar daddy, and his sugar baby ended up murdering him because he was like, I'm not gonna give you money. See, here's the thing you guys need to understand. If you're gonna be a sugar daddy, a woman simply is gonna see you as a bank. She's gonna see you as a bank. And the second you tell her, oh, I'm not gonna give you money, you know, she might murder you, you know? So this is why I'm saying, if you're not an attractive dude, especially if you're gonna go down the sugar daddy route, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. one off, you know, like, hey bitch, here's $100, give me your pussy for an hour and go fuck yourself, okay? So you guys out there watching this need to fucking understand, man, if you cannot become attractive, pay to play, and pay to play one-offs, meaning again, don't become a sugar daddy, just one-off, like $100 for this bitch, you know, then when I see another bitch over there, I give her $100. So that's your only option, guys. Your only option is to become attractive to a woman. Again, for me, Amr Mitwali, pay to pay is not something I look forward to doing again. Again, I don't mind taking a bitch out. I don't mind saying, hey, baby mama, here's $10 for a cab ride that's going to cost you like 50 cents. But pay to play is not something that I want to do again. Okay, guys? Because women don't respect you if you do pay to play. And to be honest with you guys, after all the face maxing I did in the past half year, I see no reason why I should do pay to play. You know, get rid of the beard. I'm good, baby. So yeah, pay to play, guys, nah, that's not my thing. Again, a couple of dollars, you know, on a nice meal, you know, taxi cab ride home, that's cool, okay? But you know, flat out $100, give me pussy, nah, that's not my thing, guys. So anyway, guys, that's my video for you for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and lastly, don't get married. And looks. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Peace.